This is the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Weekend Replay Podcast, picking out some of our favorite moments from this past week, and it starts now.
Let us know a special nurse you'd like to shout out some love and appreciation to, someone who saved you, saved the day, saved your life.
Yeah.
877-310-4MSJ. You can do that.
Do I have to call that number if I want to give a shout out to a nurse?
You can. Yes.
Well, I want to give a shout out to a future nurse here. My fingers are crossed. I probably shouldn't even be talking about this, but my son Parker. Okay. Remember like a year or so ago, he was military all the way.
Sure.
He signed this letter of intent thing with the Marines.
Marine Corps.
And then he started looking into it more, and he really wanted to become a Navy corpsman. His senior year in high school right now, he's been taking an EMS class.
Oh, yes.
And he's just like so turned on by it that it's like, that's what I want to do. Nice. So now he's decided he wants to go to college first for a couple years, go into pre-nursing, and then try the military after that.
Well,
I can't explain it. He's got it all in his head, and he laid it out for me why he's switching things up. But
sure.
It's like, okay, sure, if that works for you and it does do that, mm-hmm. great. But he wants to go into pre-nursing, which is like,
wonderful.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah, that's cool.
It is.
Plus, I'm thinking, well, in the future, when there's things wrong, I can just call Parker. Parker, I have got a runny nose and a.
Not something you ever saw yourself saying.
No!
Before. I know.
Call Parker for advice? Never!
That's super cool.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, several of my friends, you know, towards the end of high school, everybody was making their plans and figuring out what they were doing, and I was sort of lost, and I figured it would be something media-ish.
Yeah.
And they all figured the same. Isn't that funny? But I had more than one friend. I'm going to nursing school. And they're all nurses now.
Yeah.
Melanie and Tanya and several others. And my friend Lisa knew exactly what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, and she does mammography now.
Hmm.
So sometimes, maybe you know early on in life that it works for you, it calls you.
Well, with Parker, I've never seen him that into something. Parker's
nice.
Always on the fringe of, yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But this has been mm-hmm. this whole school year. He's into it.
I'll tell you something. Every single human being has a nurse story. You have an experience where a nurse was there for you in a crazy, tricky moment. We will share all of those this week, but mainly we want to hear from you about the nurse that saved the day for you.
877-310-4MSJ. Or, of course, you can reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram.
Nurses Week, so keep it coming. Also on Facebook and Instagram, you can shout out your nurses who've saved the day or saved your life.
Who's this?
I would like to remain anonymous, if I may.
Sure.
But I would just like to thank all of the nurses on the labor and delivery floor, as well as the level 5, I guess the maternity floor, as well as the NICU.
Mm-hmm.
My water broke unexpectedly at 27 weeks pregnant.
Ooh.
And I was rushed to the hospital. And thankfully, everything went okay. And then at 29 weeks, I, like you, Jody, had an emergency C-section. And so everything that my husband and I had planned for our daughter just completely went out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And she was born at 3 pounds, and she was in the NICU for 2 months.
Yep.
And so I just want to thank all of the nurses and the doctors. I know it's Nurses Week, but...
Yes.
Just everyone who took great care of my daughter and me, because they are the reason that both of us are alive today.
Okay.
And she is a thriving child.
About to say.
Amazing personality, just like her mom.
How old is she?
She is 8 months old.
Nice. Oh, good times.
So, so I just want to thank all of the nurses out there. I know that they do not get enough credit for everything that they do on a daily basis. And I just want to thank them for saving my child's life, because without them, my life would not have meaning right now. I know exactly how lucky and how much of a miracle my daughter is. So I just want to say thank you to all of the nurses out there for the life-changing and life-saving practices that they give every single day.
Well, you did it. You did it well. Thank you, yeah. Anonymous.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call.
Truth of the matter is, if you're a nurse, you have the opportunity every day to be that one, you know, incident in someone's life that they remember you forever mm-hmm. because of what they did.
I think that's the motivation for a lot of nurses to be nurses in the first place.
And they, you know, there's nurse mode. I've got friends who are nurses, and, you know, when we go out for drinks, they're just girls. And, you know, we tell stories and we laugh and we cut up. But when they have to go into nurse mode, they do. Mm-hmm.
And that goes for male nurses, too.
If you're on a dating app, here are the deal breakers, meaning someone sees your picture and they swipe left instead because something on your profile right away was like, eh.
He's too good looking. I could never get him.
So that's what happens if you don't.
Okay, Sam.
If you don't like what you see or don't want or not interested, you swipe left.
I'm saying swipe left.
If you want to save, you swipe to the right. Is that how it works?
I think that's it. Right, Sam?
I don't remember.
That's the whole thing.
You're swipe the only right. swiper in the room.
Yeah, but I haven't done that. I haven't swiped in, what, 5, 8 years
do you ever
now?
Do you keep those apps on your phone? I know you're in a not dating place right now.
No.
So you don't even keep the apps up.
No. I don't. Okay. I mean, I don't think my accounts would even work anymore.
Oh.
What?
Sure they would.
Especially if you kept the old picture.
Been married picture. 3 times and 5 kids. Swipe!
That's not true. I wouldn't lead with that, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Bury it in the fine print.
Okay, there's been a study done of the top dating app deal breakers. What's on your profile that's making people go, not even interested in swiping in whatever correct direction? Would you like to know them?
Sure.
It's really interesting. It was done by a behavioral and cognitive neuroscience grad student
okay.
who loves to study the data based on this stuff. And I think that's interesting. I think that's funny. Would you like to know what men are, you know, backing out? It's a deal breaker for them
sure.
or women first?
Just go for the guys.
Yeah.
Okay. For men, women who lead off their laundry list of things they don't want in a mate, but are not specific and don't articulate what they do want.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of that?
I don't know, but that sounds like a general business thing.
It does.
You know, I mean, you don't lead with all the negative stuff.
Sure. That's maybe they've been burned.
Yeah, and I would think that would be a turnoff for women, too.
I think
same
so, too.
Thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I guess men are not doing that as much. Men make different mistakes. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
For men, they don't like it when women list height requirements as a, you know, specifics. But
I know women, there are women who have specific heights in mind.
I have a very close girlfriend who is a very tall girl, and she probably would never write it, but in her heart and mind, she wants a tall guy.
Usually when you see that, it's, I want a tall person.
Well,
you usually don't see women saying, I prefer somebody under 5 feet tall.
But what if the perfect shorter person comes along? You know what I mean? It makes for a great hug.
The other thing for men that they don't... Okay. The other thing for men that they don't enjoy, just so you know, ladies, is excessive makeup.
Excessive makeup.
Men don't like it. We'll do what the deal breakers are for women coming up. Dating app deal breakers. We covered what are deal breakers for men. So now on to the ladies. Sam, listen up. This is what you want to know.
You did leave out one for the guys.
Okay.
What? Crazy eyes.
What if you spot, what does that mean?
That's a bit subjective, isn't it?
It is subjective, but if you see crazy eyes, you swipe.
Well, let me say this. If you
and it's hard to distinguish crazy eyes.
If you've ever dealt with something that makes you see the world through a certain filter and you see that,
yeah,
you swipe away.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
If you trust your
you
gut
have to have
on
experience
what you see.
To see it.
Okay. Then I understand that.
Well stated. That's just a red flag for Sam. Crazy eyes.
Yeah. So how many relationships have you had with crazy?
So what did you say, Jody? What is the
women's top? Well, the top deal breaker. I'm going to save it because it's a majority of women, and I love it that they did this. But so poor grammar is a deal breaker for women on dating sites. Check it, because
ain't a problem for me.
Poor grammar. Also, put your shirt on, guys.
Going back to the grammar thing, to me, that's.
It's both ways.
That's very important, though.
It is.
I mean, if you lay it out there, that's just like in business, not rereading or proofing.
Well, until somebody knows your sense of humor or things like that, it's too casual probably for a dating site.
Or just makes it seem like you don't know
care.
Any better.
I want to go back to the shirt thing.
A lot of men.
Who does that?
Men apparently a lot. I think men miss the mark on, you know, what women really find attractive or are looking for.
Yeah.
And so, yes, if she is falling in love with you, and wants that sort of relationship. She wants to see you without your shirt eventually, but not on the dating profile.
Right.
Not right away.
Right.
And a lot of men are like, look at me. And they put it out there. And it's like.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so put your shirt on. Don't do gym selfies either for your profile picture.
Or anytime.
The one that overwhelmingly women say they do not, they say no to men who show any sort of, their profile has anything violent or sexual or bigoted, like any content like that.
Yeah.
They're out no matter what you look like.
You would think that's common sense, but yes, you're
apparently
right.
In the dating app world, it is not. It's Nurses Week, so inviting you to join us and tell us about the nurse who saved the day for you, maybe saved your life, 877-310-4MSJ. Everybody has a story. Murphy's got a really good one. Big one.
Oh, probably the biggest one of my life.
Mm-hmm. So far.
Back to 1999, actually, when type 1 diabetes crept up on me all of a sudden. You see, type 1 is not something you can cause to happen. It's not about diet or this, that, and the other. It's all genetics. And there's a little trigger that happens. One day, you're not diabetic. The next day, you are. And
did it take you a while at the start to accept that?
Yes.
As you kept thinking, what did I do?
Years.
What did I do?
It took him years to accept it.
I was mad about not being able to change it because it's not, you know, you manage it, but you can't get rid of it.
Your body is not producing insulin anymore, and we all have to have insulin to live.
Correct. And so Deborah Pete was my very first nurse, and she was really important because not only did she walk me through how to absolutely take care of myself, they wouldn't put me on the insulin pump at first because they want you to learn how to do shots and measure and this. They want you to respect the fact that insulin can be a really dangerous thing if it's not used right. But in my head, the one thing that I did not want to do was give myself a shot. I could not bring myself to give myself a shot. And
there's always that first shot.
Yeah, and Jody was there with me, actually. You and I were very early in our relationship, and you were there, and I just broke down and cried, honestly. And she said, it's okay, take your time. You're going to have to give yourself a shot, though. This isn't going to go away. You're going to need to do that before you leave the office.
Jody said that, or the nurse?
The nurse said that.
I'm making sure. He said you were there.
Yeah, right.
That sounds like comforting words that could have come from you.
I don't remember what words I said, but it was more important than what she said.
Yeah.
I'm sure I said, you can do it.
Yeah, you did. You were very encouraging. But, you know, but she did. If I hadn't learned what I learned in that 1 hour that day, I don't think I would have been set up for success for tight management of type 1 diabetes like I have today, 23, 24 years later. So, yes.
She's probably helped a lot of people with their first shot.
Absolutely has. And look, I've had a lot of different nurses, Susan Holden and others over the years, who've been there, you know, for me. But Deborah was the first.
Yeah.
So shout out.
We like hearing from you the most. So join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ. Or you can also jump in online.
Social Media Connect.
From our Instagram and Facebook pages, a lot of comments coming in on things that we've been chatting about here. So we had talked about thrift store finds. And Patty says, my best finds were a Yamaha keyboard for $7.
Wow. Is that a good brand? Is that what you're about to ask?
Is that a good score? I don't know what those things cost.
It depends on what kind it is. I mean, the Yamaha keyboard I had was much more than that.
Don't we have a couple of keyboards?
No, we have one that I bought.
Phoebe likes it.
She loves it, and it's a true stage Yamaha.
Plays on it.
Not a grand piano. It's a keyboard.
Was that when you were in Bon Jovi?
When I was trying.
Also, Patty says a Corningware baking dish with lid for $10.
Oh.
That's a pretty good price because it's brand new. It depends on what it looks like. If you're going to buy something for your kitchen that you're going to put food in, it's got to look like spick and span to me.
Old white ones with the blue stuff on the side.
My grandmother couldn't have enough Corningware.
I know. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. We like hearing from you on that.
Yeah, we got one here from Kirsten, too, Jody. Mm-hmm. It's about Teachers Week. Jody, I know you are a good gift giver. Is there any way you can give suggestions for teacher appreciation?
For
maybe if you do a Facebook Live or something. Question mark.
I'm due for that.
I usually go with gift cards, but my daughter has three teachers in her class, so it's getting expensive. LOL.
And that does get expensive. Okay, we will do that. How about tomorrow on the show? And we'll mention it in a live as well. Yeah. Teacher gift ideas that don't break the bank, because we've got some.
It's a great idea.
Right? I think stay away from mugs is the best idea, because
but that's teacher recommended. The teachers
don't want mugs anymore.
But some people collect them. You just have to know your teacher.
Also from our Facebook page, Shelby says, when my daughter was 5 years old, every time she heard I Love Rock and Roll, she would sing it at the top of her lungs. I love rock and roll. But put another dime in the juice box, baby. Now, every time we hear that song, we sing Juice Box as well. Thanks. We love listening to you. It put a smile on our whole family's face all day. Thank you for that, Shelby.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
If you loved the movie Beetlejuice from 1988, and who didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, man, got a treat for you.
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times.
Is this Michael Keaton's best? Maybe so. That's saying a lot. We've got a lot of Keaton, you know, recently with this new Batman that he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, Warner Brothers announced finally, after a false start in 2015 and 2016 of hearing that this movie was coming, it actually has been announced. Warner Brothers says that it is coming in September of 2024, a full 100% sequel, Beetlejuice 2, starring Michael Keaton.
Wow.
And Winona Ryder.
Oh, good. Cool.
She's coming back as her Lydia character. And Jenna Ortega will be joining the cast as Lydia's daughter.
Awesome.
I mean, just keep the hits, just keep on coming.
What about Alec Baldwin and...
No, Alec Baldwin's hit a bump in Hollywood. It doesn't mean he...
No word
on Alec yet. Yeah. Or Gina Davis, she was in it as well.
Oh, that's right.
No word on those guys yet, but I'm just saying, get your kids familiar with this movie if they're not. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. Stay for the credits. 1988's Beetlejuice finally getting a sequel.
Teacher Appreciation Week, and it's also National Nurses Week. Got a whole lot of celebration going on.
Yes. And more teacher gift ideas on the way from you, from our Facebook and Instagram pages. But, you know, we had said, and we do still want to hear from you, if there's a nurse that saved the day for you or saved your life. We all end up having a story like that with a nurse. And it's so funny how many times a day a nurse will do something for someone and not even know the significance. Or maybe they know, but they're so busy, you know, next, next, next. We all have a story. Murphy told us, you told us yours about the first time you ever gave your first shot as a diabetic when you were diagnosed. Mine was in labor and delivery with Taylor the first time around. Do you remember what story I'm about to tell, Murph?
This is the one where you'd been laboring all day long. And then,
it's the nurse. She said one sentence to me, just a handful of words that changed the whole game. And I don't know her name. Afterward, when I came out of the fog of postpartum, I remember thinking, I need to find this woman and go give her a hug and some love and a gift. And I couldn't find her. So this could be you if you're listening. I don't know if you're labor and delivery nurse. I had had this, it was the first time I'd ever had a baby. And I had this story in my mind of how I wanted it to go, my birth plan. And nature wasn't working with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I labored all day. Taylor was not dropping. She was really high up. And anyway, without getting too medical, I had to have an emergency C-section after I don't remember how many hours.
It was 16.
16 hours.
Yeah.
As soon as they said C-section, the words emergency C-section, I started to cry. And I was so upset.
Yeah. You've,
I just didn't want that.
Yeah.
And I started to cry. And I was just... I had given, I don't know, whatever. I broke down. She was standing over me and she grabbed my hand and she said, remember your goal here, healthy baby, healthy mother. That's all she said. Mm. She said it twice, healthy baby, healthy mother. And she held my eyes when she said it. And I was like, oh, gulp. You know, grow up. In this moment, it's time to grow up and just put away your plan. So whoever she was, she saved my day.
Yeah.
So, National Nurses Week. Little things you do, even one sentence means a lot. Here's a job I know I couldn't do. Teacher. And boy, are you important to children, and you give them things that you never know. They leave you, and sometimes it stays with them forever.
I know for me, there are three of my teachers who now unfortunately have passed away, but they did just that.
Yeah.
John Dobbs, Marty Wagner, Fred Aldridge, all people who I can go back to and say, because they took 2 seconds to pull me aside and either ask me to improve on something or compliment me or whatever, it stuck with me.
Oh, you got pulled aside a lot too?
Every now and then, Jody.
Not for the same reasons as you, Jody.
877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
What's going on, Elizabeth?
Calling about the teacher's gift.
Uh-huh.
One thing that I did for my kids' teachers is I always did gift baskets, and I would include candies because teachers love candy, believe it or not. And I would always do like sticky notes, post-it notes, any kind of little supplies that could fit in the basket. But I would get stopped because I would hand deliver them myself. And I would get stopped from other teachers that were not my kids' teachers. And they would be like, oh my goodness, I'm getting your kid next year because I want a basket.
Oh, right. Ooh. Yeah. So
I
you.
I mean, I felt bad because I thought, you know, these teachers were getting extravagant gifts. And here I come in with this little, you know, put together basket. But I mean, it went over and it was a hit. I mean, every teacher would stop me and, oh, what's inside the basket? What did you, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just, they loved it.
Yeah. Don't ever, it's so personal, and it's like such a good, you become, if you're given a gift basket, you become a kid when you dig into it, kind of like an Easter basket.
Right, yeah. Because you're excited. Let's pull out and see what this is. And I mean, I would do little picture frames and include, you know, picture of my child in the picture frame.
Candles,
body wash.
Elizabeth,
I mean, just,
you know what else you did when you did that? Those rounds around the school, and everybody's like, ooh, we're getting your kid next year. For sure. They knew which one your kid was, and they're like, man, this is the Easter basket kid. This is the gift basket kid.
And I'm just curious, what kind of grades did your kids get that year?
Well, they passed.
Hey.
That's sweet. Yeah, gift baskets never go out. They're always hot. They always work.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for the good reminder.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you. And like I said, I enjoy your show. Listen to it every day.
Thank you. Be careful. Affordable teacher gift ideas. Are you ready for them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to say this. Anything that you give or send is appreciated. Just give some thought. Don't send peanuts to school if you're not supposed to. That's my one big flop.
I know.
The girls were in junior high.
You did not mean to do that. I know you didn't mean to do that.
I sent 6 bags per kid of snack mix to school on a peanut-free campus. Dork, right here.
Look, it only cost us one repeat year for one of the kids. That's
not
all.
Not true. That's a joke.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to increase your tuition.
Okay, I'm going to throw some I'm going to throw some ideas out, okay? If you can't afford everybody knows that teachers love gift cards.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you can't afford a big gift card for every teacher, that's understood. One thing is, be that parent that gets the whole class together, pool, and give one big gift card from all of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do that, and you want to do something from your family and your child only, but you got 6 teachers to cover, do the small gift card. It's okay to give a gift card for 1 designer coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It is a cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
With a handwritten note, either from you or your child.
Yeah.
Anything is appreciated because I don't think teachers expect anything. It's lovely when they get something.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something
this week.
Well,
that card can be used on their terms whenever they want.
Right. In the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer is coming for them especially. Mm-hmm. Speaking of summer, beach towel.
Oh, yeah.
A nice, just here, enjoy your summer. Here's a brand new, fluffy, cute beach towel, usually colorful and fun. That's a fun gift.
Or a beach bag.
True. You could fill it up, too, but that's, you can do what you want. The other thing is a movie gift card. Then go to the movies in the summer on you and your family.
You mean like a Blockbuster gift card? Whoops! Held on to that too long.
You got some old ones. Anyway, you know, that's a good experience you're giving them that they can use in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Yeah, you decide whether you're going to include the concessions or not.
Right. And then another thing that you may not have thought of in the gift card world, fast food. a fast food gift card.
Oh, yeah.
Pick Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell. It's a fun little fun suggestion. And they will remember you the day of.
A lot of those now, too, you can get at Walmart or any of the other, like Dollar General. They have the whole rack of all the fast food places.
Ah, yes. The rack that calls your name.
That's right.
Welcome to the kickoff of Mother's Day weekend.
Cool. You were talking kind of haunted there. I thought we were going to get scary.
Yeah, no. I didn't know what
Welcome
was about to kick off.
To
Nothing
the kick
scary.
Off. Mother's Day.
We'll get to what I'm doing for Mother's Day weekend later, Murphy, that you don't know about. And on our Facebook page, we do have affordable teacher gift ideas. If you're throwing something together at the last minute, you want to run up to the school today, affordable things are there. Yep. They don't, you know, won't break your
1 week cruise
budget. Well, 3 day cruise.
Okay. Affordable.
Anyway, speaking of Mother's Day weekend, I want to tell you a little story. You know, I've always said, and it's so true, I've learned this in life. A mom will show herself to you throughout your life. And that means whether she's still in your life and you think of her during the day when you're doing things she taught you or you're hearing things she used to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've lost your mother and she continues to show up in your life. It's just a very real thing, and especially moms, it feels like.
Look, mine does. My mom still shows up.
Right.
Not literally, Sam. So you
not ghost-like. Right. Not the haunted right. thing.
Again, we're back to October.
Taylor called me yesterday afternoon. And she
our
was
oldest.
Like, yeah, our oldest. And she says, Mom, I got to tell you a story. First of all, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just want to tell you this. She shares an apartment with three other girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's in college. And she said, I was doing the dishes, I was doing the sink, and I was getting so frustrated. She said, because I was trying to load the dishwasher, and the person who had done it before me had just put stuff everywhere.
Mm.
And she said, I started to tell them, if you would just put things in the right places, we could fit more in here. She said, and then I heard myself. She said, and I was you. And she found that funny, and I love it. It just means all the times that I had told her, you know, if you don't just throw them in here, you can put more. If you're more organized about it, you can fit more.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That never matters to you until you're doing it.
Yeah.
So I just
love
that.
It's a beautiful thing when it happens, though.
It is.
Especially after your mom's passed and that sort of thing comes to you. It's just a warm feeling. Yeah.
She gave me that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love hearing from you. It's 877-310-4MSJ. Or you can hit us up online.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
I want to get this in while it's still Teacher Appreciation Week.
Okay.
Laura says, as a teacher, I appreciate anything my students bring me. It can be something as simple as a flower from their yard or a picture they drew. My favorites are the notes of appreciation and thanks the students or parents write to me. I cherish those and keep those and read them over and over again.
Hmm.
Thank you for that, Laura.
Yeah.
And Teacher Appreciation Week can run all the way until the end of school, which is not far.
Yeah, another couple weeks.
It totally can.
I got a couple comments for you, Jody, from the Facebook Live the other day. You're on your health update.
Yes.
Cindy says, good information. Having another bone scan tomorrow, partly because of you.
Awesome.
Oh, for the osteoporosis. Yeah, that's a reason I'm really glad you're sharing it, too.
I asked for another bone scan, and she's like, no, you can't have one yet. I can't have one until February of next year.
Yeah.
After my second
But the treatment that you've been having, that wouldn't be fixing things that quickly. Right?
I was hopeful. Right. Should. Infusion went straight into the bloodstream.
Yeah,
what did the doctor say? That she wants to wait.
Okay. Christine says about the Facebook Live, I'm going to miss Facebook Live because I have a class during that time.
Oh, that's okay.
That's good. We got you covered. I do want to know about the vitamins.
Okay. Well, one thing, if you ever miss a Facebook Live, it stays on the Facebook page. You can always go back and check it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What she taught me about the vitamins that I'm now taking, I was supposed to be doing this for years in my 20s and 30s, taking vitamin D and calcium, just an average amount, and I didn't do it. I couldn't remember. Well, so I started taking it, and it's a kind of a big dose, you know, two big pills every day that I take, and I was taking them at the same time with my breakfast. And she was like, no, I want you to space them out. One with breakfast and then like one with lunch or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it helps with absorption. And I never knew that. So if you're taking anything like that, you don't have to do it all at once.
Check with your doctor first.
Yeah,
and by the way, and the other thing is, yesterday's After the Show podcast, if you want to know more about some of the things that Jody learned It's there too. Yeah, just subscribe for free to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Thank you for asking. We love having you along all the different ways on Facebook, Instagram, or murphysamandjody.com.